We've got a great topic today. We're going to be talking with Rob Burns about video, how to build your brand, not only on Amazon, but right across e-com. There's so many ways that you can really build that brand up and take advantage of it, especially for fourth quarter. But before I get to that, I just wanted to introduce myself. My name's Norm Farrar, and I have a podcast called Lunch with Norm, the Amazon FBA and e-com podcast. It airs every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Again, today's topic is going to be really about how to accelerate your sales using video. The room will be recorded, and if you have any questions, please raise your hand, and you'll be welcome to the stage. If you don't want to be recorded, please don't raise your hand. Let's see. I just see somebody raising their hand. One sec, I'm just going to make somebody a moderator. Rachel, I just made you a moderator. Okay, now, as for today, the speaker is going to be Rob Burns. He's been on in the room before. He's going to provide some really excellent information. And if you like what you hear today, make sure you follow the panelists and the speakers. And if you want to hear more really great entrepreneurial information, make sure that you go up, click the greenhouse beside Startup Clubs, and you'll get some notifications. I see my buddy, Mr. Colin Campbell's on.
Yeah, Norm. And I just wanted to come on and introduce you because everybody here in the audience, if you haven't seen Norm speak before, he's incredible. His knowledge is incredible. We run multiple e-commerce companies, and he is one of the individuals that we rely on to help us succeed. We run Meowingtons and we run paw.com. He runs a great podcast. I'm looking forward to hearing this on recording because I have to jump over to another meeting. Norm, kick it off.
Thanks, Colin. And, you know, you can give me back that $20 anytime. All right. So let's get started. Rob Burns is an incredible entrepreneur. He has been in, I don't even know how long he's been, but he's worked with all the greats in the e-com industry. Anyways, Rob, where are you, sir? Just push that little mic button. I think he's trying to mine.
My fingers were super cold, so I couldn't, the button wasn't working.
So, hey, Rob, your volume's down just a bit. I'm not sure if you can increase it or if the mic can be placed a little closer. But anyways, maybe it's just my phone. But, hey, why don't you introduce yourself and what you do?
Sure. How's that now?
That's perfect.
Cool. Yeah. So I own a company called Video Telepathy. And we actually just recently, we kind of split into two different parts. And the first part is we do, I'd say about 90% of our business are just specifically e-com and Amazon product videos and marketing videos and ads and really just kind of hyper-focusing on that market, on that niche. And then the other half, we're actually doing stuff where we're working with larger brands, and we're doing more kind of a short documentary style videos, and mainly what we're doing is we're attaching people that are doing good stuff that really match that demographic for that brand, and we're doing a video series for them, and then it kind of attaches to the brand, and that's, you know, and it's really more of a brand building than a sales video. You know, on the other side, we're really focusing on sales and conversions. And then the other is really more brands where it's like, you know, anybody that's 30 years and younger, you know, usually looks up, you know, they investigate their corporation and they say, well, hey, you know, do these people stand for the same things I stand for? And so this is, you know, pretty much becoming kind of mandatory where we do that, where we kind of make that demographic match where, you know, say maybe it's a cosmetics company. So we do a series of little stories about girls in body image or, you know, things like that. And so then that kind of makes that connection. And then there's kind of stuff in the middle where, you know, we'll take a sales video, but then we still kind of put that ethos and that branding inside of the sales video. So that's a long explanation for probably something could have been a lot shorter. So,
So one of the things, I don't usually do this, but we've got a great crowd listening right now. And if you've got a team, a marketing team, or anybody who's a VA, this is probably the room that they should be listening to. So you might want to invite them in, because we're going to get into different types of videos. What type of videos are going to increase sales, especially during fourth quarter? So there's just a bunch of information. So if you want them to learn about this, this is the time. This is the room that they should be listening to. So Rob, right off the bat, let's talk about who should be using video right now.
Well, I mean, especially, and so this group is also very, very e-com centric, right? It's not just Amazon, I'm assuming.
Yeah, probably more e-commerce than Amazon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, especially that. I think Google, they'll issue these different marketing reports and different statistics, and they say, you know, most people now, and I'm not sure the exact number, but most people will watch a video before they purchase a product. So literally anybody that's actually selling a product, or anybody that has a client that needs to know information, if you need to somehow build, you know, lower that trust barrier so that people kind of know who you're about and what your products are about, then videos are probably a good option for you. Hello?
Sorry, it was my fingers that time. I heard a stat, and this comes off of Thomason.com, and they were talking about images compared to video, and there was a 480% increase in engagement using video over an image.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is we're all a little bit different. You know, some people are visual, some people are auditory, some people just like to read. And so, and a lot of times too, that's why, you know, you'll see a lot of the old school direct response sales copy, and it's a million words. It's because people, you know, the people that like to just to read and investigate, they'll just kind of keep going down that rabbit hole. And the longer that they're, you know, they're reading that stuff. And so, but with images, yeah, it's like, if a picture says 1,000 words and a video says 1,000,000. So, and a video is good because, you know, especially if you put the captions in there, so then you're actually capturing all of those, you know, three different kinds of demographics where, you know, you have the visual, they can listen to it. And then, you know, also, you know, the captions will draw people in, you know, so if they're, you know, they want to investigate, you know, just by reading, then they can do that too. So catches their eye.
When I think of e-commerce and e-com videos, I'm thinking of product videos. So first of all, product videos, how long would the average product video be?
Yeah, it's really gone down. So if you're talking about a product video just where they're, wanting to know more info about the product, and not like, you know, something like a VSL or, you know, something like that, I would say 6 years ago, a 5 to 8 minute product video was doing great. Now I would say 45 seconds to a minute and a half are really the sweet spots as far as videos converting. And it's just, one is, I think there's more videos, so there's more competition, and two, you know, people's attention spans are just, they just keep, you know, decreasing and getting shorter and shorter. So
the attention span of goldfish.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something. Yeah. What was it? The attention span of a goldfish is 9, and the average human's attention span is like 8 seconds now or something like that.
Crazy. But yeah. So now you have your own studio, but this is just in general. This is a niche podcast. So I don't want anybody thinking that this is, you know, just targeting Rob. Rob's in the business. when somebody wants to send you a product to do a product video, first of all, what type of information should they give you?
Yeah, so we're, you know, depending on the kind of video, we really look at it, because even though, you know, even though there may not even be any talking in the video, everything's a story. And so you want to figure out, like, how do you tell that product story? And so we want to know, you know, who's watching it. And this is for people that are, you know, if you're just, you know, you want to create your own stuff, you know, you really, really want to understand, like, who are the people that you're going after, and, you know, what are their interests, and, you know, what's their culture like, and what's their lifestyle like, and what's their age group, and, you know, all of the stuff that you would use to create, you know, a customer avatar. And anybody that's selling anything really needs to do that. Like, they need to figure out exactly who is that ideal customer, you know, how old are they, you know, what are their hobbies, and all that good kind of stuff. So that's super important. And then, you know, as far as your product, you really want to talk about the benefits, not the features. And this is something that most people, when they first start marketing or they first start doing video stuff, is, you know, they're so enamored with their own personal journey and all of the features and all the technical stuff and all the things they went through to get that product created. And the reality is nobody cares. like absolutely nobody cares. People care about, like, you know, is this a good match for me? You know, how is this going to make me look better? Is this going to make me stronger or faster or smarter or whatever? And that's really, you know, what you need to focus on. So you need to focus on being, you know, very benefit centric. And then, you know, maybe a little bit of your features, you know, if there's something that's, you know, kind of uniquely, you know, that's technical about it, like I just bought a solar generator because we do a lot of remote shots and stuff like that. And basically it's just like a big giant electrical battery instead of having a large, you know, large noisy generator. And for us, because we just had a lot of gear, like, we needed a certain number of different plugs and different ways that we could charge it. And so that, you know, is a feature that's really more of a benefit, you know, because for us, we're looking for something, you know, very specific. So if it's some kind of a technical thing, then, you know, you maybe want to add a couple of features if they're unique. But in general, you really want to focus on the benefits and how it's going to make somebody's life better. And, you know, so for a 45 second to a minute and a half video, 4 to 5 benefits at the most. And then when you focus on those benefits, you know, look at each one of those benefits as almost like a little mini subsection of your video, because then you can break those out and maybe slice them up into micro ads. And then you can find out which benefits people are purchasing from. And that way, you know, the next time you create a video, then you can focus more on that benefit than the other benefit that you thought. So you thought, well, it makes me grow taller. That's the reason people are going to buy. And, you know, and instead it was like, oh, you know, it makes my hair shiny. That's why people bought it, your product or whatever. So I don't know if there's a product that actually makes you grow tall and have shiny hair, but if there is, then that right. would be awesome. So.
But anyways, yeah, what you were talking about, what I like about it too, somebody wanted to do it themselves. I don't really recommend it, but if you want to do it yourself, you could get a table, a rotating table, put your product on it, and off to the side, if you're an Amazon seller anyway, or Shopify, you have the ability too, but it's more common in Amazon that you have 5 bullet points. And your bullet points, for the most part, should start just exactly like you said, benefit leading into feature. And all you're doing is highlighting those benefits as the video is going. A very short video, doesn't have to be fancy. But the other thing I like to add to that, if there's an opportunity to show somebody using the product or a lifestyle, you know, just showing your demographic, like, I'm not going to show a cat owner when you're selling bully stick dogs, you know, but that's one thing that at least on the Amazon side, I've seen convert a lot more when you have lifestyle and the benefits. Are there any other things that we should consider?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually a great point, and maybe we can expand on it a little more. Is I would say that on an Amazon video, especially because we don't, because they're super anti direct response and anti hypey or salesy. So a lot of our the stuff we do on the Amazon side is really focused more on demoing the product and not having a lot of talking. And so, and it turns out that those actually convert a lot better, because what we focus on is actually putting the product in the user's mind's eye. Because if you think about the average Amazon buyer, they're kind of surfing around and looking at these products, and they might have four or five of that, the same products pulled up. So if there's one that has a video and it's basically kind of doing the thing that person is looking to do, or, for a product, then they're like, oh yeah, I can see myself, riding this mountain bike, off the top of the Sierra Madres or whatever, kind of thing. And so, then they're imagining using that product. And so then they've already, made that connection and decision. So that would be, I would say, a huge, huge focus is really focus on shooting the video in a way so that people imagine themselves, being the person in the video and using the product.
One other, and this could be a whole other podcast, is copy. Just how do you write copy for a video? How do you get it to be engaged? But would you recommend that, at least at the beginning, and you're trying to save money, would you still go to or try to write Fiverr or Upwork or wherever, bring up, or can you take a stab at it yourself?
As far as copy?
Yeah, for the video, short video.
Yeah. So, for demo stuff, really, you just focus on the benefits and then try to visually show those benefits. As far as being a copywriter, that's really, everybody's so different, that, I think there's basic fundamentals, in copywriting and kind of the things like we were talking about, like don't focus on, features, focus more on benefits and really, building it into, maybe a three-part arc or something like that. So, I would say, maybe half the people could take a stab at it. And the other half, they're probably not inclined, and it might be better to have a copywriter do something like that too. So.
One of the things, I'm curious to hear what your answer is going to be on this. Social media platforms. What social media platforms are converting the best on video? Is there one specifically?
Yeah, well, I mean, yes and no. So I think, every social media platform is so specific, and that depending on your product, you may or may not fit in that niche. So if you want to be an influencer, TikTok's great. TikTok's just blowing up. And when I first saw TikTok, I'm like, well, it's cool and it's interesting, but I can't see how we could use this as a marketing tool. But there's tons of people. I mean, foodie people doing recipes and then, using their products and the recipes and things like that. Or if you're a crafty person, so TikTok's good, if you're doing some kind of a craft thing, but also Pinterest, like a lot of people don't use Pinterest videos and Pinterest is huge on people like do-it-yourselfers, craft people, things like that. If it's something, maybe it's a fitness product, also like YouTube pre-stream videos where, you could target, you could maybe you have a supplement and you can target other people's fitness channels that maybe those potential users that, that would use that particular product. So I think, I guess the short answer is yes. I mean, social media is awesome. And I think, but you should really look and understand what that, what that channel is about, before you really start, putting your time and money running ads or pushing content.
Okay. So just before I get to the question, I just want to reset the room. We're talking about building or using video to build your brand, especially in the fourth quarter. We are going to be talking about a couple of other video types that you might not have considered. If you like what you're hearing today, you like the information, please follow the speakers. Just follow them. If you want to get notified, ring the bell. And if you want to get really great entrepreneurial information, make sure you follow Startup. Just go up to the top, click the green button. And the last thing I have to say is if you do like to, if you want to come up and talk on the panel, raise your hand. You will be recorded. If you don't want to be recorded, don't raise your hand. Okay. Tony, I know Tony, by the way. How are you, Tony? What's your question?
Hey, Norman. How are you today? Just a great, conversation you're having. And my question is, I love video editing, but I realize to do a good job, it can really be time consuming. You know, my personal assistant started off as a video editor, and that's what he still is good at. But if I get him to do that, it'll just take up so much of his time. And my question was, do you have any tips that to sort of speed up the process so we can get more done? Thank you.
Yeah, that's for me. one is, I guess, the equipment. So, the more you invest on just faster video editing equipment, that works, depending on the software, because we shoot like super high, like we're shooting in 6K, but if we were to edit in 6K, I mean, to get it done in the time that we need to do it, we need like a supercomputer. This is like processing just like crazy fast. So what we do is we work in something called proxy mode, and that helps quite a bit. And basically what proxy mode is it, depending on the software, whether it's, Premiere, DaVinci or Final Cut or whatever Sony Vegas or whatever. A lot of them have something called proxy mode. And what that does is it basically gives you a visual representation of the work. But it's using low res files. And then once you finally, finish the edit, then and render the video, then it'll take all of that work you did and it'll render it into your high resolution file. So that way, you're not working with 6K files, which would be like in terabytes. We're working in 1080 files, or maybe 35 gig or something like that. So that's how we do it. But we've got kind of a beastly setup. So I would say probably for, the average user, that would probably be the fastest thing to do if you're not already doing something like that.
And, I had a follow-up question. Usually, certain platforms like Instagram or TikTok are in the vertical and YouTube's in the horizontal. So I wasn't sure which is the best way to film it. Like, should I film it with my camera or my phone, like horizontal? And then just kind of, put it, edit it for the vertical platform. Because right now I find it too much, otherwise I have to do like two sets of videos.
So are you talking about like you're shooting with a camera or a phone?
With a phone.
Yeah. I generally shoot, we don't do a lot of phone stuff, but when we do like, I would say horizontal just because, then you can kind of use the rule of thirds. So you could shoot it so that, whatever the subject is, in a third, to the side, which horizontally is still visually compelling, but then also because when you slice it and you want to make it vertical, then you can kind of center that and have it. So it fits a little bit better. I mean, everybody kind of does that different. Honestly, I see a lot of times, and we've had clients say this too, where they've run something like they ran something that was supposed to be horizontal, and then he ran it on a vertical format. So, like, say, Facebook Stories or something like that, and it actually performed better. Like I remember, yeah, because they were running like a square Instagram image, and then they put it on Facebook, and so it looks a little bit different, but it fit the phone. It actually fits the phone a little bit better. And just because it looked a little bit different and looked a little bit odd, it actually, people watched it more and it converted better. So a lot of times too, I would not even be as concerned about that, you know, really fitting that form factor perfectly, because sometimes just the fact that it looks odd will actually help increase conversions and viewerships.
How's that, Tony? To help you out?
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
And one of the other things that I really liked when you've done some work with us before, and I've seen some other types of videos that you've shot for people. What I loved about this is it solves a pain point. Usually people see lifestyle, which using the product, and it gives the actual product authority. So authority equals trust equals sales. And what I'm talking about is the market review videos that you do. They blow me away. So I've seen some of your like the higher end brands that you're representing and what they've been able to achieve. And what it is, like, I mean, I'm going to let you explain, but basically it's just getting the person on camera, answering four or five questions, getting their real reaction, and then using that to show, you know, either solving a pain point, benefits, whatever it is. What are your thoughts on that, Robert? What can you say about that?
Yeah. And so I think I was hoping I would avoid jumping into my weird nerdy brain science stuff that bores everybody to death. But so the way we think really is, it's still kind of tribal. Like our brains, the way that, you know, they function are, you know, we're looking for, you know, kind of imagine sitting around the campfire, you know, and it's like, oh, this mastodon was chasing me. And like, and because people tell these stories, it's like, so don't go into that valley or whatever, you know, there's saber-tooth tigers there. And that's how we really got our information. That was our, you know, our CNN, you know, back in the day. And so our brains are really kind of tuned up to that, you know, to listen to those, you know, the advice and the experiences of other people so that, you know, you can judge your, you know, your next move, you know, on what happened to somebody else. And so that's really where the market review video, you know, works, why it works so well. We used to get a lot of people, and we still do, where they're like, hey, can you just hire an actor and then film these testimonials? Because, you know, we're a new company, or we just never bothered getting testimonials. And can you just, we'll just use actors and they'll do the testimonials and, you know, it'll be great. And we're just like, no, we won't do that. And, you know, one is, it's just unethical because they're not real people. And two is it just doesn't work because people just, they just know, like, they absolutely know this is an actor and like, and it actually probably hurts your brand more. And so that's how we kind of really came up with the idea for the market review video is like, well, we'll just take the product and we'll just go out in the street. And so like, say it's a coffee product. So maybe we'll sit up to a farmer's market and then, people will go by and it's like, hey, do you want to try this coffee? And we'll have like five or six benefit-based questions or maybe a pain point question that it solves. And we'll ask those questions. And then, you know, as we're filming it, we'll ask them the questions and then it'll answer. And then they usually answer it more like a statement. And so that's what we show in the video. So an example would be organic coffee. So we had a company that has organic coffee and traditionally organic coffee, I guess, is thought to be a little bit weaker than, you know, some of the, you know, the industrial commercially grown coffees and as far as this taste. And these guys kind of solved that problem. And also it's not super acidic. So, it was a harder on her stomach. And so those are the things that, you know, and also what it lets you do is other people can brag about stuff that you can't. So if you're like, hey, we're the best, you know, people are like, yeah, sure. Of course you're going to say that. But if somebody else says, hey, you're the best, they're like, oh, well, these people tried it. They said they're the best. And so, going back to that coffee analogy, then because people thought that, people generally think that organic coffee is weaker than regular coffee. So they wanted to solve that problem, and they also wanted to make it a benefit. So then they would ask this question, and then we would say something like, "Hey, so normally, so this is organic coffee, and normally, it's kind of acidic, and also, people think it's weaker. So how do you think this compares?" People are like, "Oh, wow, this for organic coffee, this is really robust. It's got a lot of flavor, and it's almost kind of sweet and it's great on my stomach. Like, I don't get that, that acid feeling." And those are real people that are giving real testimonials, actually talking about your product. And they're saying things, that you want to say about your product, but you can't really say because, it comes off as disingenuous. And so they just convert like crazy. And then what you can do is you have, those pain points and those five or six benefit points. And so you ask these questions and you ask these different people. So now what you can do is and each one of those answers is probably, maybe a 15-second segment. We try to keep things in 15-second blocks before we transition, because that's, kind of keeping around that general attention span area. And so now you can take those 15-second videos, you can slice them up, and you can make micro ads. So now you can run five or six benefit-based micro ads. And you can find out like what are people responding to? Is it because of the low acid? Is it because, it's an organic coffee, so it's healthy? Is it because, it's super robust? And then the next time you do a video series or, you write copy about your product, then, now you're able to focus more on that, because that's what you understand people are really interested in.
It is so cool. I don't have affiliates. It's no pitch, but if you want to see a couple that Rob's done, go to videotelepathy.com, and he has a section there, and you can see what I'm talking about and why I love it. You can build that authority that's so important, especially if you're a micro brand. People don't know us. They have to trust us. And if they're seeing you for the first time, they've got to get that feel good. And if they see other people in their demographic liking the product or solving a pain point, then they're going to have that. And especially, this is a whole other podcast or room, but, building that content that is also going along with it. So the other type of video or the other types of videos or rich media that is important that I've seen Rob put together too. So it would be kind of the product video, the market review, and then he would take images and just turn them into either cinemagraphs or plotographs. And if you've never heard of that, you've seen them. It's an image that has just one part of the image moving. Very simple to do. There's all sorts of software out there that can do it, but it grabs people's attention. And that's what we're trying to do, especially if you're on Facebook and you've got all this stuff going. And then there's that cinemagraph or plotograph, and it's just showing maybe, a kettle pouring coffee. I've seen that one, Rob. I've seen a lot that's done with snow. Cinemagraphs and plotographs. It's really, really cool and fairly inexpensive if you have to job it out. But then you take all of that and you break it up into repurposed content. And I know, like Tony, I think Tony, yeah, Tony's still here. His question about editing, you do this, Rob. You have a square format, a vertical and a horizontal, and it's basically the same video or micro ad or whatever you're doing, and it allows you to go on these different platforms, use the information, and not at the same time, but you break it up over a period of it could be rotating over a 2-week period, a month, but you've got all that content, and that's getting that into a calendar is so important. And I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds of pieces that you can do if you do this right, if you have an editor that can go in, change the font, change the text, and especially with the cinemagraphs and plotographs. You have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it. It's almost like an infinite amount of content you can create. I think doesn't Gary V have a thing on his site where it's like you can take one piece of content and convert it into like 67 pieces or something like that, or like he shows how to do it, or it's like some crazy number of things, and that's just like from one little clip. And so, yeah. And it's the thing is you always want to look at your social platforms and what's the culture and what's the demographic of each platform, and then take those clips and because the one thing I think is a mistake a lot of people do is that maybe they'll get some kind of robo software where they're like, they'll take this clip and then it goes, it automatically slices up and it sends it to every social media platform there is. But, each social media, platform, speaks a different language and they speak to different people and they have different viewpoints. And so you really, I honestly think, you can take that one piece of content and just slice it up into a million things, but you still need to think of, when you send it out, because, then you're thinking about branding and not just, not just sales or whatever, because you want to try to keep your brand consistent. And that's, a lot of people do get confused, what's the difference between branding and what's the difference between sales and what's the difference between marketing? Cause they all three cross over, but they're all three, they all three have different purposes and different reasons why you would want to do it. So.
Okay, Rob, I think unless there's any questions, I think that's it for today. I hope everybody enjoyed the information. If you like what you heard, please follow the panelists. Rob, thank you for coming on. How do people get a hold of you?
Hey, thanks for having me on. So you can just go to videotelepathy.com. If you have like a specific question, for me, you can just send an email to Rob at videotelepathy, videotelepathy. Not easy name for an email. I'm glad to answer any questions at all. And also too, like if you want, you can go to the site and you can actually schedule a time to chat, like if you're interested in stuff. And like, we don't ever try to pitch anybody. All we do ever do is just answer questions, So,
very good.
You can do that too. So
great. So next week, Thursday, 1 o'clock, we've got another really interesting topic, Google My Business. If you're not using it, if you don't think you can use it for a brand, this is something you got to listen to this. We've seen some crazy results being able to search engine optimize our product, our content, our social media posts, everything that we post on the internet getting ranked. And we'll show you some of the tips and secrets on how to do that. Not really secrets, but people just don't realize that it's available. So we're going to have another really incredible person, Craig Darling, come on from Darling Digital. He's been handling some of my Google My Business accounts, and he's done some really great work. So tune in next Thursday on that. And thanks for joining us today. We've got a great community. Love seeing some of these familiar faces. And come back next Thursday. If you like what you heard, please follow us. And don't forget Startup Club for more entrepreneurial information. Make sure you click that greenhouse. All right. Until next Thursday, we'll see you later.